to this week's episode of the Vex Intellects. It's Jared Dam in the building. Yes, you may hear that I am not at Vex Studios, and it's just me. It's just Jared Dam here recording this week. Why is it just me? Yeah, great question. It's just me because, hey, for the first time in 26 years, the Atlanta Braves have won the World Series, and we partying. So I'm not even here either. Like, I'm just recording a little mini-sode just to, you know, keep y'all abreast and let y'all know we still doing this thing. But right now, we celebrating the Braves win. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not even a Braves fan, but I'm going to be all in this parade and all in the festivities. Actually, I'm there right now. So what I'll do this week is actually just kind of hit you with a couple of first things, first stories, a couple little things that we can just talk about and discuss, just to give you your Vex fix. So Prince, Jameson St. James, and T.O., they send their regards. We will all be all together next week if we survive the parade and the festivities, that is. So without any further ado, no sound effects or anything like that, so we'll just go ahead and get into first things first. And I want to get into first the elections. So congratulations to the winners. You know, as y'all know, November 2nd was election day. So elections throughout the entire country happened. Want to highlight a couple of those. Two of those we actually highlight in this week's You Glow Girl. So be sure to check out our socials, the Vex Intellects, to look at our You Glow Girls. Like, comment, share. Stay for a while. Just peruse through if need be. But I want to highlight at least three of these people. So because they're making significant achievements. One, Winsome Shear. She has been elected the lieutenant governor in Virginia, the first black to do so. Two, I want to highlight, you know, Michelle Wu. Michelle Wu is actually the first Boston mayor that is a female. Female, woman. I'm like T.O., I always get that mixed up. I'm not trying to effing understand. Blame it on my head, not my heart. And finally, we want to give props to Eric Adams, the first black mayor of New York City, the largest city in the United States. Got to get that up. So definitely a lot of other winners, but we want to kind of highlight those three and stay on that. Be sure to check back with us throughout the weeks as we talk about elections and talk about it from a local, state, and national standpoint, because, you know, like we always say, your vote matters. So hopefully y'all got out to the polls to vote. The Atlanta mayoral election is still to be decided in the runoff, so I know we'll probably end up talking about that next week. More than likely, Jameson St. James has got some points to weigh in on that one. Now, going to the second piece of business, Facebook, or we're not really calling it Facebook anymore. It's Meta. They're Meta, and now they're so that's the parent name, I guess. And then the product is going to be the Metaverse. Although we've heard some rumblings that somebody already got a name. Facebook gonna work all that out. But basically, Facebook now is not only changing the name, but they're gonna allow users to create a virtual world with customizable avatars and homes and teleportation. Like they about to be all matrixy there with Facebook. And there's been some applause for it. People are excited for it. And then people are not so much because, you know, Facebook always takes up so much of our data. Now, they recently have just said they plan to shut down its facial recognition systems that, you know, affect more than 1 billion users. Some people are saying this is not enough, you know, especially according to the Shade Room, where I'm currently reading this from. Shout out to them. This is not an ad, but if you want to sponsor the Vex Intellects, we're here. So the Shade Room actually reported this, that, Facebook does have plans to shut down its facial recognition system for more than 1 billion users. So the jury's still out on it. Facebook, it's just, you know what, to be honest with you, my opinion, I still feel like Facebook gonna find some way to steal our data. So you can wave your hand, your right hand, and say, hey, look, I'm doing this, while your left hand is going to our pockets to take some more shit. So anyway, moving on. Now, Elon Musk, he is in the news for a couple different reasons. Now, one, Elon says that he's willing to sell $6 billion of Tesla stock to solve world hunger if the UN can provide how the funds would be used. That's big talk. That's big talk. It's putting your money where your mouth is. You know, Elon has definitely been increasing his game, especially, you know, with SpaceX and everything else. So that's a big talk. But recently, today, we had some news with Tesla saying that the stock reportedly dropped $40 billion with a B dollars in the market value after Elon Musk tweeted there was no contract that had been signed with Hertz. So Elon saying there's no contract. Now, I know we talked about it briefly in previous episodes of the Vex Intellects podcast. Again, available on all podcasting platforms. I know you're listening, but just tell a friend. We talked about it before about Tesla, how Elon was set to become the world's first trillionaire. But this dropped $40 billion in the market value. Not necessarily saying that a deal can't be done and that money probably could be returned. Look, I'm not the financial analyst part of the podcast. You talk to Jameson St. James about this next week, but granted, I don't think this is a big deal. I know $40 billion seems like a big deal, but I don't really think it's a big deal because that deal gets signed and bam-o, whammo, we right back talking about trillions. So more to come on that as we'll keep looking through with that. Now, fourth story. We're almost out of first things first. Fourth story. This is something that we reported on a few months earlier about the baby. Y'all remember the baby and the controversy that surfaced around the Rolling Loud tour and the festival and some of the comments that he made. Now, we have stated on here several times, we have our opinions on that about. I think we actually made that a clip where we talked about the way, you know, the LGBTQ community, you know, does rally, and you know, we talked about how the black community does not have that same voice to rally. I mean, it's again, that clip, you can listen to that on our socials. It's there posted, but we talked about this in a large extent. But the baby has just announced that he is about to commence a tour, the Live Show Killer Tour, and it's going to be presented by Rolling Loud. So after all of that, the shutdown, the everything that happened, as far as, you know, basically canceling him, they're about to start a 22-state tour, and Rolling Loud is presenting it, is sponsoring it. Initial thoughts on it? I mean, y'all know as well as I do, when controversy happens and people are talking, let's push away from it. Let's distance ourselves from this shit. Wait till it calms down and then get this money. And that's exactly what Rolling Loud did. Some people feel like it's more of a publicity stunt. Some people feel like, you know, this is kind of how what businesses work. Either way, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. So, not a fan, but you know, it's where we live. It's what we do now. This is 2021. And finally, first things first, PETA says the word bullpen is insensitive to cows and would like Major League Baseball to rename the bullpen the arm barn. This probably could have been in this weekend, what the fuck? Because, are you kidding me? Like, what we doing? What we doing? Are we really doing this? Are we saying that did cows write in to PETA and say that it was insensitive to them? Do cows know what words are? And if so, why are cows mad about how Chick-fil-A depicts them? So is Chick-fil-A next? Is PETA gonna come out to Chick-fil-A? Y'all, y'all gotta stop. I know we went off about this in the previous episode. Y'all gotta stop, but y'all still gotta stop because y'all still going. Y'all still going. PETA, bullpen, Major League Baseball. Get the fuck out of here. That is first things first. Okay. I do have a real man of genius. Jay-Z obviously is a perennial man of genius. And this week, he takes the cake again. Jay-Z had a busy week. So Jay-Z not only inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If I had the board, I would click it for applause. You know, I'll just do the applause right now. Jay-Z, Hove, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations on behalf of everyone here at the Vexed Intellects. But also, you know, because he shouted out Dame Dash, you know, maybe, you know, 17-year-old Jared is all excited that, you know, Dame and Jay might, you know, squash the beef. So Dame reached out on page 6 and said that, you know, he really appreciated the shout out and thought that, you know, it was a great way to extend an olive branch. He plans on doing the same thing. So it's about time for the beef to be over. This is for the culture. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, that's what he had said. He had said it, I mean, honestly. So cool. I mean, I don't know how much of a beef it is at this point because Jay-Z is gone and done his thing. I mean, Dame still rich. He doing his stuff, but I mean, cool. It's good for the culture. It's good for the culture. Maybe it'll be a future video where Dame is dancing in the videos again. But I also want to highlight the last part of this, this big thing with Hove Week for Real Man of Genius. Hove has just recently joined Instagram. And he has now had the honor and privilege, as a lot of these news outlets to report, that Beyonce follows him. And, of course, Beyonce would follow him, but Beyonce only has one follower. And that's Jay-Z, because she don't follow nobody. But her husband, the GOAT, Jay-Z. So, Real Man of Genius, shout out to Hov. All right, just a couple little stories that we can get into, give y'all fix. And then I'm going to commence to get back into this parade partying. Braves, shout out to the Braves, Los Bravos, as Prince would say. So talk a little bit about Will Smith, man. Like, yo, Will and Jada, man, they keep it a buck. They keep it a bean, as Prince would say. They keep it a bean. Damn. So Will and Jada have been talking now. Granted, I feel like a lot of this talking between the red table talk, let's dish this shit out here so it could be all on the internet, get my ratings up for Facebook Live when it comes to renegotiate. And clearly, Will got some memoirs coming out, so he's leaking a little bit of information. But Will has recently put out, you know, that's going to be in his memoirs coming out probably within the next few weeks. That he once fell in love with a co-star during his first marriage, and he found himself desperately longing to see her. Now, the star in which he is referring to is Stockyard Channing. Now, if y'all remember way back in the day, one of Will's most dramatic movies that really put him into Hollywood when he was still doing Fresh Prince, 6 Degrees of Separation. And I'm Kevin Bacon. This is the murderous version. Jig of the shit. Even when I rhyme in third person. Hova the God. I should be rapping with a turban. Sorry, I had to do it. but 6 Degrees of Separation. He was in that movie. And he was falling for his co-star. And it was right during when he just got married to his first marriage with Cherie. So they had a rocky start, and he was really longing to see her and wishing to talk to her. Now, at this point in time, it's 1993. Will was 25 years old. Stockyard Channing, quite the name. Stockyard Channing is actually over half of his age. She was 49 at the time. And look, age ain't nothing but a number. It's one person said, but I ain't trying to quote that dude. So it's okay. All right, Will. I don't know why we talk about this from 93, but yeah, I mean she's 77 now. I just went to Wikipedia prepping for this show and saw some pictures of her, and I hope he ain't trying to. I know they got an open relationship. Okay, I know him and Jada got an open relationship, so I don't know if this is it's this man shooting this shot. It's a long range shot out. He fucked with this one. This might be her last shot. She hot 77. She look all of 77. So I don't get celebrities, man. I don't get it. But I mean, I like I said, you want to sell some books. You want to re-up on your podcast. You want to increase the downloads. Sure, say some crazy ass shit. But yeah, sure. Miss Channing, no. Balls in your court. Literally. So finally, ran across this story. Prince kind of forwarded to me. So there's an influencer, y'all, that is very much interested and on a mission to raise awareness for male menopause, or menopause, if you will, or it has so many things. I'm going with menopause because I paused when I saw this shit. This is crazy. So first of all, didn't even know that was a thing, or maybe I didn't know that that's what they were calling it. You know, sure, when you... They say male menopause after you, when you're diagnosed with the condition, is usually right around the magical age of 40. I know some of us, half of the Vex intellects are over 40. So, you know, we got to watch out with that. But, you know, this guy, Israel Casol, said to the Daily Mail on Friday that he had begun suffering from erectile dysfunction and severe decrease in his libido after making his milestone birthday back in July. Very scary. He ends up, you know, trying to take meds and, you know, get on prescriptions for that. But now he wants to kind of highlight that. I guess it's really looking at it, reading this article. Let me tell you about what the Mayo Clinic says about this. It describes it as a age-related hormone changes in men. This organization claims that a man's testosterone levels decline on average about 1% a year after the age of 40, causing symptoms similar to one experience like the erectile dysfunction and you know, things of that nature. I'm good. I'm good. But, you know, shit is kind of scary. Gentleman, and I'm, you know, I'm seeing some of the pictures in this article, and Israel definitely has a eye for the flamboyant fashion. I'll just leave it at that. Not here to judge. We don't judge here at the Vex Intellects, but some of this stuff is a little, you know, if James was here, he would say something toxic. I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm just going to keep it pushing. All right, so... Yeah, it got me a little nervous about it, so I wanted to, you know, take the opportunity to look at some natural ways to increase testosterone, because I'm just not trying to go that route, you know. So I'm kind of rattle off like just the 8 things that you can kind of do to increase your testosterone. Obviously, exercise and lifting weights is up there. So you know, I know we live busy lifestyles. Gotta put that time in to work. And I'm talking to myself on that one, you know. I mean, I think the guys do a fairly good job overall in health. You know, I go on my walks. Prince goes on his walks. You know, James hits the gym. T.O. I think has a bed there, in his gym. I think he sleeps there, and then he just goes visit his family, you know, on weekends. But I think T.O. is actually living there. So hopefully. Hopefully, T.O., once you get through partying with the Braves and you go back to where you sleep at in the gym, go say hey to your family. Jeez. Number two is eating protein. Even carbs. Let me start off. Eating protein and carbs. Eating enough protein can maintain the healthy levels and aid in fat loss, which is also associated with testosterone. And carb intake also plays a role, with research showing that carbs help optimize testosterone levels during resistant training. Since you're in the gym, you know, I know everybody want to be, you know, go carbless. it's an opportunity to actually indulge in carbs. Ain't nothing wrong with carbs. It's just balance. It's about balance, y'all. Number three, minimize stress levels. So minimizing stress levels is a really big deal. Again, when you get that certain age, you know, in the professions where you're making a significant amount of decisions, you know, trying to maintain that lifestyle for you and your family, it does cause a lot of stress. Me personally, I get like a little stress ball right here in my upper stomach area. And so that's what I know, and I'm you know, which I got right now. So I'm probably go for a walk tomorrow if I'm sober, because, you know, we're celebrating right now with the Braves. That's where we are. So take care of yourself with stress levels. Number four, get some sun, take in some vitamin D. Whoa, Paul, see, if the board was here, that's a whistle. I mean, I'm reading vitamin D, like the mineral, not Dick, don't. I mean, if you're okay with that, if you're okay with taking it, that's what you want to do with your life, then that's fine. No one's judging. I'm just saying, it's not for me, because I'm good. Anyway, sunlight, and you know, take some vitamins. We'll just say take vitamins and multivitamins at that. So vitamins are good, and go for a walk in the sunlight, and we'll just keep it pushing past that, because that was four and five. Okay, number six, get plenty of rest. And this is where I struggle with, you know, working late, trying to make sure, you know, podcasts out for y'all. Sometimes I rarely slept anyway. Myself personally, I only get about probably about 4 hours in on the weekdays. And maybe I try to, quote unquote, catch up on sleep. I'm using air quotes, catch up on sleep, because I read a study that says that you definitely don't catch up on sleep. It's not something you can catch up on to provide balance. If you're sleeping more, but it needs to be a consistent amount of sleep. So getting plenty of rest and high quality sleep at that. So plenty of rest and high quality sleep, they go hand in hand, but they're different. So it's important to remember that. So whatever you need to do to actually get you a full sleep, the REM, I don't know REM. That's I feel like that's a Jameson St. James question too. So he can tell you all about REM sleep. Yeah, the nigga might be asleep right now, for all I know. Anyway, number seven, take some of these. Yeah, I had to get you back, James. Yeah, since you was sitting there talking about my shoulders. Nigga, I got shoulders. Fuck you, I got shoulders. Whatever. Anyway, number seven, get some of these natural testosterone boosters. We talked about them before. You know, throughout the podcast, the one that's come up the most is those glissy pills, the ashwagandha. Get those glissy pills. The glissy pills be working. You know, we talk about it. A couple episodes ago, we were trying to get a sponsorship. You know, for these glissy pills. I'm saying they do wonders. Get y'all some glissy pills. Once they reach out to us, we'll say link in the bio. So y'all get a Vex discount. But we working it out after the parade and party and shit and what we doing. Again, number eight, finally, follow a healthy lifestyle and avoid estrogen-like compounds. And so this one, I want to take a closer look at with this. So it had a couple things in there. Several factors may influence your hormone levels. A healthy sex life plays an important role in regulating your sex hormones and testosterone. So, my guys, if that ain't an excuse to sit there and tell your woman you need some pussy, I don't know what it is. So go for it. You use this article from Healthline as an excuse to get you some more ass. You know, I'm talking to the married guys, because I know you struggle. High exposures to estrogen-like chemicals may also affect your levels, so try minimizing daily exposure to those chemicals. Some chemicals found in different type of plastics. They didn't really go off in a big explanation there, so I guess they want you to really click on this to figure it out. You know, what is BPA? So exposure to BPA. I'm going to click on real time to let you know what BPA is, because I don't fucking know. And BPA is It's a chemical that's found in many compounds in food containers. Here's some common things it's contained in. Plastic containers, canned foods, toiletries. So basically you can't eat shit and you can't do shit. I'll figure out a way, but I don't know what to do with that because they just gave a lot of random ass shit. And CDs, DVDs, who the fuck playing a CD? See, this is what I'm talking about. It's what happened when you be reading in real time and clicking on shit when you have an outline for how a show is supposed to go. I don't know what the fuck is happening. So, and finally, but no, two more points. So, it's probably no surprise that excess alcohol and drug use, whether it's medical or recreational, can decrease testosterone levels. So, you can't do shit. Like I said, you can't do shit. Man, I pause when I'm reading this article because this is crazy. So, yeah, I'm not going to drink a whole lot of alcohol anymore. I kind of slowed down on that anyway, only when I hang with the Vex intellects. And finally, laughter, happiness, and success may actually boost your health and testosterone levels. So make sure they're a part of your daily life. Being with somebody who deals with depression and seasonal depression, because it's upon us. I know you can get, you know, seasonal depression in the summertime. Mine is definitely winter, fallish winter seasonal depression. So this is a big thing for me. So you got to make sure that we take the vitamin D, the vitamin, not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just, like I said, it ain't for me. I don't want that D. No, but the vitamin D is healthy for you. Anyway, that is menopause in a nutshell. I hope that helped. I hope you were educated on that. I definitely took some tidbits of information away. Before we get out of here, I just want to do a couple things, just do a little highlight. First of all, thank y'all for rocking with us. This is, we're well over 130 episodes into the Vex Intellects podcast, and we appreciate y'all's support. Please continue to rock with us, you know, follow us on social media. If you listen to us on Apple, you know, scroll a little further down, write an Apple review, 5-star Apple review. We hadn't got one of those in a while. So we appreciate all the support and the love that you give. So please continue to rock with us. Again, the U Glows, I love that we actually took it out of the show to actually make sure that we highlight and reach these U Glow girls specifically. But we take great pride in every Wednesday, on Woman Crush Wednesday, highlighting these women that are doing these incredible achievements. And yes, we have women that are fairly famous superstars, because we want to honor them as well, but we also want to honor the people that are doing things locally. And we greatly appreciate their efforts to make this world a better place. So we're very, very proud of you, Glow. So go check it out on our socials. Just type in Vex Intellects in your search bar on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, hell, on Tumblr, if you're still using Tumblr. Do you still use Tumblr? I don't know. But, hey, we there too. So we appreciate the support there. So check out You Glow Girls. And finally, you know, since I'm here and no one can stop me from doing it, don't tell nobody, I want to highlight that I actually do my own podcast. Yeah. I mean, I like rocking with the guys. Well, I don't like rocking with guys. I'm like the fellas at the Vex Intellects every week. That's what y'all nasty. No, I'm saying these guys I'm cool with. These my boys. You know what I'm saying? We bros. But being still, I still have a solo podcast that I do every week. Comes out on Tuesdays. It's called It's About Damn Time Podcast. This Tuesday was no exception. I had a new episode out. So after you listen to this, since I gave you a little time back, because I know we give y'all extended amount of time on discussing things. So now, since you have some free time, you can skate on over to It's About Damn Time, hosted by Jared Damn, and go take a listen. And since you're in the mood of writing reviews and shit, you can write a 5-star review from me there too, as well. And follow me on Instagram and all the socials. You just type in It's About Damn Time. You'll see me. I'm there. Oh, you'll see. You'll see. But anyway, again, thank you so much for rocking. Now, these guys, I hear them. So I'm about to wrap up here so that I can go continue to party. Los Bravos, shout out to the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series. I'm about to get some World Series partying in right now. So until next time. Well, no. I've always wanted to say this. Hold on. All right, folks. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you were here fucking with your boys. That's right. So until next time, stay blessed. Stay vexed. It is the Vex Intellects. Get vexed. Peace. One.